Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Whether it is fall colors that you love or the beauty of vibrant spring colors, there is something for everyone this time of year in the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations for a visit, and please wear your mask if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated. As you enter the garden, you may notice the sweet gum or liquid amber tree at the corner of the parking lot nearest the exit. This tree is a startling flame of fall colors, just now surrounded by dwarf pomegranate plants that are covered with fruit. This tree is one of the most colorful in the fall, and the leaves are turning yellow, scarlet, and even sort of purple before they fall. There is another, even taller example of the sweet gum tree in the garden at the intersection of Lakeview Road and Mesquite Lane. Another wonderful example of fall color in the garden is in the Garden of the Senses, where the red grapevines are turning color. If you walk through the garden, either along Canyon Road or Tram Road to the Overlook, just across the walkway from the Overlook is a red oak tree that's beginning its fall show. A red oak tree is a terrific landscaping tree as long as you have room for a 60 to 70 foot tree with a 45 foot spread when mature. They are a fast grower and might shoot up as much as 2 feet per year, especially during the first 10 years. In the fall, they produce meaty acorns that not only feed squirrels, but raccoons and some of the birds too. In the forest, these acorns would be a treat for wild turkeys, deer, and black bear as well. Walking along the dry lake bed, you can see the loquat trees are blooming. These trees bloom now and then produce fruit that grows through the winter so it can be the first fruit to ripen in the early spring. There is also one of the most beautiful pyracantha bushes in the garden along the footpath at Lake's Edge. As you head on around the garden, if you take Lakeview Road, there's a beautiful oriental persimmon tree that's showing off its red and orange colors. And there's another tree from the persimmon family along Lakeview, but on the opposite side and set back from the roadway. It's a date plum tree. These trees are not a palm tree, as the name date might imply, but the fruit is small, about the size of a cherry, and when very ripe are honey sweet, but when dried they have the flavor of a date. These are another fruit prized by the birds and squirrels. Then, where Lakeview Road links back up to Tram Road, you'll see the beautiful southern magnolia trees that have the gigantic flowers in the spring. These flowers have now turned into big seed pods with shiny red-colored seeds popping out. If you're lucky enough to have a tree in your yard, these seed pods are a fabulous item to use in seasonal decorations as they can be dried and will keep for many weeks or even months. A few other truly wonderful blooms to seek out this week in the garden. As you pass Phoebe's Meadow, look to the crabapple espalier at the edge of the rare fruit orchard. It's quite early in the season, but it's beginning to bloom already. In the butterfly garden, the marigolds, the purple butterfly bush, yarrow, coneflowers, and hummingbird mint are particularly nice just now. And if you get to the formal rose garden, the paperwhites that would normally be blooming a little closer to the holidays are beginning to add their shiny faces to the landscape. One stunning bloom to see, both coming and going from the garden, is the beautiful plumeria in the giant pots at the edge of Palm Circle. It was just transplanted last spring, so we are lucky to see blooms so soon. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.